was your strongest memory when you were in the military?
There was a battle called Operation Utah. I remember that battle. We had a lot of fights, and a guy by the name of Johnny Enriquez, who was from East LA, I remember him getting wounded, and I remember that he was part of 15 other wounded Marines, and they were yelling, and help me, and all that, and I went over there, and I was able to defuse that problem. I got shot later on, about 4 hours later, and we ended up in the hospital together, and we became really good friends, you know?
Were you ever afraid?
Always. Everyone's always afraid, yeah. Everyone. The hardest core of them all, you know? I mean, but that the fear is not the fear of dying, not the fear of having to fight and become what you're trying to do and make sure that the mission is completed. Sometimes the fear is never going to see your loved ones again, you know? The fear that, hey, man, you know, I asked for this, but, you know, I'd sure like to go back.
What was your highest honor, Dad?
Well, just recently I received the Silver Star. 43 years later, in my own backyard in the Hollenbeck Youth Center. But I think the real feeling behind was that there must have been 7 individuals that I served in Vietnam in Operation Utah. I got the award for Operation Utah. Marines are known to not let too many things faze you. But when these guys all get together and say, Danny, we want you to be the face of that operation. We want you to tell the story of what we had to go through, and we are going to give you this medal to do it. I hold it high and proudly because it's a reflection of all those people that were there.
How has war changed you, Daddy?
It made me understand how precious life is, you know. I went from East LA sort of not caring, and when you come back, it was built, you know, built. Change kids, make them understand that it's great to live, man. It's awesome, you know?
So what was it like when you came back home?
Yeah, I came out of the service in March 1st, 1968. I went home to East LA, and I'm sitting in the front porch of my sister on Michigan and Soto. And 2 o'clock, the walkouts of the schools were going on. I'm looking around, I said, what's going on here, you know? And sure enough, my cousins are there, Chuito and everything, get in the march, you know? And I'm saying, what's going on? I just came from Vietnam. We were supposed to be doing something. But, you know, I think my feelings would never be able to be described. I just hope that my actions as a father and as a husband are shown on the day in, day out moments, you know? And I try to reflect what I think to be real, but I don't know what it's like because I was never guided. I didn't have a dad. I didn't have someone to tell me this is the way it's supposed to be, this is the way it's not supposed to be. The streets were my dad. The Marine Corps was my discipline. And my own road is my map.